Listening Test 5. Listen to a radio program about superfoods.
Welcome to Staying Healthy. Today we're looking at superfoods. Emma, you've been looking at a list of the top 10 superfoods. What exactly is a superfood?
Well, we all know that foods contain different nutrients that help to keep us healthy. Superfoods are foods that contain a lot of different nutrients or large amounts of nutrients, so we should really include them in our diet as often as possible.
So, what are the top superfoods?
Well, one is olive oil. The fat in olive oil is very good for your heart and can help to prevent heart disease and stroke. Scientists know that people who have a Mediterranean diet have fewer strokes and heart attacks than others. They think this is due to having a diet rich in olive oil. Be careful with the amount you eat, though. It is an oil, so eating too much could lead to you putting on weight.
Yes, and that's not good for you, is it?
No. Now, the next one is wholemeal bread. That's bread made with the whole grain, not white bread. This contains a lot of fibre, which is very good for your stomach and intestines. Be careful to choose bread with a low salt content, though. Some bread has a lot of salt, and this can lead to high blood pressure. Some people can't tolerate wheat very well, but you can buy bread made with other kinds of grains.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes. The next one is broccoli. This has chemicals in it which can reduce your risk of heart disease. Some experts also say it can help protect you from cancers. In general, we should all eat more green vegetables like broccoli because they're all very good for us.
Yes, I love broccoli.
Me too. The next one is salmon. All fish is good for you, but the oils in salmon are very good for your heart, and eating salmon is also good for your brain.
So, is it good for amnesia?
I don't know about that, but scientists believe it can stop your brain power diminishing as you get older.
Good.
The next one is yogurt. This is really good for your stomach and intestines. Eating yogurt regularly can prevent stomach ulcers, and it can relieve stomach cramps too.
What about fruit? That's good for you, isn't it?
Yes, all fruit is good for you. Apples are particularly good. They contain carbohydrates which break down slowly in the body, so they're good for people with diabetes. They can't cure the condition, but they can help you control it. Bananas are good too. Studies have shown that eating bananas regularly can lower your blood pressure.
Really? That's interesting. Are there any surprising superfoods?
Yes, I was surprised to see tea on the list.
Really? That's good news for British people.
Yes, it seems that certain chemicals in tea can help the flow of blood around your body and reduce your risk of having a stroke.
Well, time for a cup of tea then.